Exclusive, Representative Riley Moore, Republican reconciliation bill to deliver Trump all of the tools needed to start deportations as quickly as possible. By Sean Moran on January 6, 2025. Representative Riley Moore, RWV, on Monday told Breitbart News Daily that the Republican reconciliation bill will deliver President-elect Donald Trump all of the tools necessary to begin deporting illegal aliens as quickly as possible. Moore, who was just sworn into Congress as the Mountain State's representative for its 2nd congressional district, spoke to Breitbart News Daily host Alex Slater about how congressional Republicans plan to use budgetary reconciliation to enact Trump's America First agenda. As Breitbart News reported, Republicans plan to use reconciliation, a process by which Republicans can pass a bill that can enact many policies as long as it is related to spending. Reconciliation is especially powerful because it can pass through the Senate with only a simple majority, or 51 votes, while normal legislation typically needs 60 votes to bypass the filibuster. This is going to move very, very aggressively and as quickly as possible. We're going to try to do reconciliation in a big way within the first 100 days, obviously, Moore told Breitbart News Daily host Slater. The Mountain State conservative explained that the legislation will allow Republicans to extend the Trump tax cuts, unleash American energy development, and secure the southern border. He said, "It is going to be a big bill. We're going to do the extension of the Trump tax cuts. We're going to do energy. We're going to do American energy in this country. Thank God, especially for a state like West Virginia. We're going to do, drum roll please, immigration. We are going to shut down the border. We're going to get this country under control. We're going to give the Trump administration all of the tools necessary to start deporting people as quickly as possible. Get these people out of our country, and make America great again." President Trump has requested a debt ceiling extension, which I do think makes sense. They would have done that for Biden, and I think we can do a debt ceiling with some cuts, where we can get some offsets that make sense. But at the end of the day, with reconciliation, we're going to try to find ways to cut the federal government, the administrative state, the deep state, Moore continued. He added that the 800-pound gorilla in the room is mandatory spending, referring to programs such as Medicare and food stamps, and that they will try to find savings there too. Moore suggested that Congress could potentially offset many of the tax cuts and other provisions in the Republican reconciliation bill through taxing university endowments, saying that academia has been getting free rides while trying to jam a bunch of woke ideology down our children's throats. Slater asked Moore about the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, efforts to slash wasteful spending. Moore said that the key to DOGE is not necessarily just cutting spending. It also could involve finding more efficient ways to operate government. For instance, he asked rhetorically, why is Medicare reimbursement so expensive and why does it take thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people working in this to do it? Why is it like this? Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.